Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I just want to get something real quick here. Before I hear any white grievances about how it's your right to go and speak on the air on somebody else's show or, you know, your right to come in and say whatever you want on a show, our ratings are going up every time that I dump CJ. And honestly, if you think it's because of conservative thought, I have no problem with Dave from Mequon calling in. He adds to the conversation and actually joins in on the conversation. In fact, I disagree vehemently with what Gary from Sussex says, and I think that he's a little bit short-sighted in almost everything he's done. I don't think he's actually thought through most of what he says, but at least he has a conversation and goes back and forth and stays on the subject at hand. And if he's going to switch the subject, he actually acknowledges that he is. Hey, I'd like to go and talk about this instead. You don't actually further the conversation, and if you think that that's a problem, and if you don't like that I'm censoring you, I'd like to go and remind you what the righty-whitey people have to say.
We never present ourselves as a free and open forum. This is not a Danocracy. This is a Dan-tatorship.
And I think anybody fair would have said I've given you way too much leash already. So let's move on to the next subject. You had an update?
Well, I do have an update on this whole cable mess that's going on right now. A Dane County Circuit Judge, Frank Remington, he has denied a motion to squash a subpoena requiring former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman to testify in court on Friday in the case that involves a records request to the office handling the review of Wisconsin's 2020 presidential election. That's our friend Jesse Apoyan over at the Cap Times reporting that out this afternoon. So it seems like Gableman was trying to squash a subpoena because he didn't want to testify in Dane County Circuit Court, and the judge has squashed that. So
you mean an actual authorized subpoena?
He will be...
an actual authorized subpoena. That's funny.
Yeah, I believe
that's
it
what an
got
authorized
right
subpoena
address.
Is, sir.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It got to the correct address. Gableman knew about it, and he tried to get out of it, and the judge said, no, you're going to come into Dane County Court on Friday. So that's the update, the last update
shame.
I got for the Gable mess.
I wonder if he'll be able to figure out where that is. I mean, he was a former Supreme Court justice, but again, he still doesn't know how elections work, so good luck with that.
Good luck with that indeed. But Brian, we got some more news that broke this morning and a little update for what's going on in the Wisconsin legislature and the governor's office. So Governor Tony Evers calling for a special session today to overturn the 1849 law in Wisconsin that outlaws abortion. So Evers calling for that special session on June 22nd. It is the... I believe we're getting close to 9 or 10. It's either the 9th or the 10th special session that has been called by the governor in his first term as governor of Wisconsin. And every single special session call that has been made by the governor has been met with an immediate gavel in and gavel out by the Republican-led legislature. So
we think we should do something. We should do something. There's all these problems. We're going to cry about it and blame Tony Evers. Okay, do something about it. No. Great.
Yep, that's a pretty good summation of what's going on.
We should figure out how to vote during the pandemic. Okay, here's a special session. Figure out how to vote during the pandemic. No.
And that is as far as the debate goes. Because it's unfortunate that that is the case. Again, we'll remind the listeners.
You're afraid of thought and ideas.
We'll remind the listeners that the Republican-led legislature is on about 9.5-10 month sabbatical. They gaveled out of legislative session for the year back at the end of February, beginning of March.
Kind of hard to blame everybody else for the problems that you're refusing to even do anything about.
Yeah, they're not actively working to address the problems that face Wisconsin with legislation, which they are legislators. That is their job. But they are out of session for the remainder of the calendar year. They will not be back in session until 2023. But the governor has called for a special session to bring the lawmakers back to Madison June 22nd. There will be a special session to address abortion as health care here in the state of Wisconsin. So that's a little bit of update there. And to final, get one more story out there before the end of this big show, Brian. Tony Evers calls, I'm reading the second headline. This one has to do with Robin Voss. I've already read the Tony Evers headline. But over at the Wisconsin Examiner, we've got some news breaking today ahead of the Wisconsin Elections Commission meeting that is taking place on Friday, June 10th, later this week. Voss appoints attorney Don Millis to Elections Commission. So as we know, Dean Knutson, former state lawmaker Dean Knutson, he was on the Wisconsin Elections Commission about just over a week and a half ago, or I believe 2 weeks ago today, the Wisconsin Elections Commission was holding a meeting, and Dean Knutson pretty abruptly announced that he was resigning from the commission. He was stepping down from his role as soon as Voss named his replacement. And it was because he didn't want to throw his name in the ring for chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which he was one of two Republican-appointed commissioners that were eligible to be the chair. And that was the other Republican elections commissioner was Robert Spindell, who again was a fraudulent elector in the 2020 election. He signed legal paperwork saying that Donald Trump won the state's 10 electoral votes when he in fact lost the state by more than 20,000 votes.
Remember, Knutson retired because that's what happens when you have to tell the truth.
Well, when you have a spine and you do tell the truth in the state of Wisconsin,
that's what happens.
You promptly
retire. Anywhere. This is nationwide. They all retire.
Well,
you retire Jeff Flake,
well.
You know, everybody, and anybody who ever says anything, Kinzinger, anybody who ever says anything different, they get ostracized by the fascist party because they, you know, can't brook any sort of difference of opinion.
Yeah, Knutson said that he lost the support of the Republican leadership in the state of Wisconsin.
You know, Robin Rojo, Voss, who's got the finger on the pulse of anything.
Robin Voss was like, hey, it wasn't me. I didn't tell him to resign. And Ron Johnson was asked, or Knutson was asked if it was Ron Johnson. He was like, I'll let everybody speak for themselves. So it essentially let us know that Ron Johnson was the one that let Dean Knutson know that he had lost the support of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin for admitting that Donald Trump did not win the state in 2020. And so Voss is appointing Don Millis to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Millis had previously served on the commission. He was on the elections board before that was dismantled by Republicans under then Governor Scott Walker and then Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. And then he was the first appointment that, at the time, the state Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, who is now Congressman Scott Fitzgerald, again, the individual that was responsible for reserving the room so those 10 fraudulent electors could cast their fraudulent elector votes in 2020. But then Millis was Fitzgerald's appointment to the Wisconsin Elections Commission when it was first created in 2016. So I don't know where Millis stands. This was an announcement made earlier. I believe it was either late morning, early afternoon, when Voss announced Millis as his pick to replace Knutson. But we've got to find out where he stands on whether or not, you know, the election was conducted fairly in the state of Wisconsin and whether or not he's going to be the chair or if it's going to be Robert Spindell. Because if Millis isn't interested in being chair, the only other person that could be chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission is Robert Spindell, fraudulent elector. So that, Brian, is what's going on here in the state of Wisconsin with all of our headlines. It's been a full news Wednesday. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. DevilRadio927.com. Click on Dueling Tangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. The Devil's Advocates are coming up next.
All right, CJ, here's your chance right now. Nothing? You got nothing? You're on the air, man. Nothing? Okay, there's your chance.